My, my, you've arrived at Strange Arrangements. We're at the bunker. My name's CIL. Roger and Dan are here with me. Roger's quaffing a beer. Dan is quaffing oxygen, as Roger pointed out, which is a good thing. I guess we can dispense with the petty gossip or annex here and go right back into some sound. I'm going to attempt to do a certain kind of aural sculpture as these shows go along. I won't always announce what you hear or have heard. Right now we have a very rudimentary setup. Should be in a studio situation pretty soon. I'd like to thank Jim at the Vinyl Connection for borrowing us a turntable for this evening, and the rest of the equipment is my antiquated junk from like 10 years ago, so hope it works for you. Next thing we're going to hear is a little mix that I've done. It's called the CIL Terrorist Mix, and let's take a listen to that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce for your first time.
That was In Aid with Crack JP.5, A Stitch from Nowhere. That's from the Natural Order 3 LP box set on State Art. Wonderful stuff. Don't try to find one. They're all gone. And you couldn't have afforded it to begin with. Before that was Roughage, something called Pseudo Rapist. Anybody that can guess what that little ditty comes from, sounded like Township to me. I don't know. Pretty funny. Anyway, here's something from Katsumoto Endo. It's called Boogie Till You Puke.
Rock. もっと大きな声で残してみなよ。その気持ちだ。今たっぷり和製に踊ってあげるから。さすがにバスケットで鍛えたのになっていい形をしてるね。さぞかし座りもいいな。期待してるからね。ほら和製に踊ってあげるよ。どうせ冷たくて気持ちがいいだろう。もっと青い、あえいでごらん。ほら、気持ちいいだろ。さあ、ちょっと痛いけど、僕の人差し指を突っ込んだりよ。ほら、どうだい、どこだい。細くて満足できないかい。お楽しみはこれからさ。ほら、今度は僕の。
I've been wondering about a lot of things. I'm glad you're here on this Easter Sunday. Your flowers look so beautiful. I'm going to get right into the message. I'm going to lay the truth down. I'm going to strap it on. Thank you for that amen. Yes, I'm not going to spare anything. I'm not going to smooth anybody's fur. I heard you, sister. Yes, I will preach on. Yes, I'm going to tell it like it is, as they say. Oh, I heard a hallelujah. All right, now you're all quieting down a little bit. You're getting a little too noisy. Hold it, shit. Hold it down. I'm talking. Okay, listen. I'm tired of so much shit around here. I have drawn load on you today. Do you think I don't know what the hell is going on? Do you think, for instance, that I don't know that Bill Broden is going up seeing Irene Hobbs? Going up there tapping that? Sure, I know it. Don't you? What in the hell's the matter with you? She told me right back there in my study what she is doing. I know it. And this being Easter Sunday and having such a big crowd out here and a lot of strange faces, where in the hell have you been? Hell, fire! You come once or twice a year? Shit, that don't cut no ice with me, see? My ass, I'll tell you, I'm on to get on some asses today. Listen, you know, we got a Sunday school teacher. And you know who in the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, Bill Bronson. That's who I'm talking about. There he sits right there, Bill. I'm talking to you. See? God, you ain't no more taking proper care of that Sunday school class than shit. And you are finished. You're fired. Get out. You're out of that Sunday school class. Now listen, I mean business. I'm putting it down, ain't I? I ain't hearing no amens, but I ain't wanting any. No. Hell fire. All right. Okay. There's something else, too. I noticed last Sunday that one of you put a quarter in the offering plate, see? Yeah, Raymond Welch. You're the one. You put a quarter in there. You tight son of a bitch. I see all that shit, see? I'm up here where I can see it. Y'all don't even look or nothing. I can see it. I know what every fucking one of you is giving, see? Some of you are doing pretty good, and others you ain't doing for shit. All right. I'm going to maybe go to another church. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Because I've just about come to the end of the road here. I've just about lost patience with you people. You know we need a Sunday school space out there. And you sit on your asses on Saturday. You won't come up and work on it. Shit, no. You say, oh, amen, praise the Lord and all that. When I'm saying something that you like. But when I'm trying to get something done... Shit, that's something else. You get your ass out to the mountains or someplace or hide in there and watch that damn tube. That's what you do. Now listen, ain't gonna get it, horse and the horses. It ain't gonna do it. Uh-uh. Now listen, I tell you, this will determine today, no doubt, whether I will be your pastor or not. But I tell you, if so fine, that's what I want to do. But if not, fuck it. I'm done. In fact, my sermon is done. Don't give me no more shit. Brother Woodrow, lead us in the closing prayer. Whether you going to do it or not, I'm a son of a bitch. Dismissed. Get out of here.
Yes, Dave?
Oh, hi, Dave. This is Brent Lewis over at the Barstow Coroner's office. It looks like we've had a bit of a problem over here. We just got too many bodies, and we can't keep them on ice, and we're going to have to do something about it.
Oh, some bodies, huh?
Yeah, is there any way you guys could loan us a couple of your trucks for a few hours? We've got to drive them down to San Bernardino.
Oh, yeah?
We have no way of keeping them cold.
Thank you. Smiling Needles KOA. This is Carol. How may I help you?
Hi. Do I need a reservation to camp there?
Oh, no, sir. We'll be welcoming you when you get here.
Oh, so, great. Do you have room for 18-wheel trucks? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go, you know, bumper to bumper right up across the road from us.
Okay,
right
great.
Right alongside the road there. We've had several 18-wheelers do that, and that's no problem.
Okay, well, terrific. I'm going to have about 80 people coming in. We're all part of a circus. We're on the way to Vegas.
Oh, what circus?
It's the Emil Bolio Carnival of Headache.
Oh.
Yeah, you're listening to Strange Arrangements. I'm your host, CIL. And in the last 15 minutes, we heard at various times Wire Hippo, the dreaded Garo Getty, Gee, the Needles, and Reverend Larry Parker, dude. Have no idea where that came from. Let's hear some more Garo. Garo happens to be one of my favorites, so you'll be hearing Garo every once in a while on the show. So here we go.
U.S. and the United States can't even do that.
It was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living lives devoid of care, short of cash and long of men, they were dropouts from the great establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Their leader was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl. With dope, sex, and music, he invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom, a happy world. Holy, holy, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Holy yodely,
This is Ryan Kerr on behalf of the Golding Institute, dedicated to preserving without prejudice the sounds that make up our vast galaxy and form the parameters of our culture. Today we will examine the sonic landscapes of a location so close to most of our neighborhoods, yet so far removed from most of our lives. Hello, I'm Ryan Kerr, and we're speaking, of course, of the adult bookstore. It will be my distinct pleasure today to accompany you on this tour of triple X-rated adult bookstores. For reasons of morality or fear, the adult bookstore is a world that some dare not venture into. But now you can experience the erotic environment of these veritable palaces of sin and despair. I know I'm ready to begin this assignment, so let's loosen our belts and go on in. We're in! We've made it. Don't feel shy. You're not a pervert. You're a spy on behalf of the Golding Institute, a not-for-profit organization. So get comfortable, sit back in your easy chair, and above all, listen. Whistle While You Work may have been written with a jolly good children's musical in mind, but here the logic is applied to the most adult of professions, selling anally fixated magazines to sex-crazed wackos, possibly fresh out of the insane asylum. Although a call to a 976 phone sex operator can be quite expensive, on the following field recording our secret spy got more than he bargained for. The cashier at this adult bookstore was not only female, but she was on the telephone, bearing her soul, and possibly more. Let's eavesdrop, and it won't cost us $3.99 a minute. Listening to this next selection with its pounding hammers, it's easy to imagine you've stumbled upon a typical construction site. Wrong again, chum. The workers captured on tape here aren't building a church or hospital. They're hard at work construction self-masturbation booths for the erotically ambitious customers of San Francisco's Sin Hole.
Right, but you're taking things strictly
Cream Some Corn by Foom. That's a box set on Stomach Ache, and we were just talking about that. Stomach Ache's just fantastic. There's all kinds of brain damage, strange stuff there. Earlier we heard Red River Dave with California Hippie Murders. I played that for Roger because we were talking about Manson. And sometime I'll let him tell you his Abigail Folger joke. Before that was Third Organ with Future Destroyer. Osaka Noise 7-inch from Fever Pitch. Some guys in Minneapolis have that label. It was a magazine. I haven't seen one in a while, so I assume that's gone. Anyway, we'll play a long one here. We're going to play a side. This is the Plunderphonic All-Stars. It's from a Stalplot festival in Amsterdam a few years ago, and it's remixed by Barb, and there's several different artists on it. I'm not going to bore you with the details. We'll just let the thing play, and, oh, yeah, I have to hit this little button here, that's right.
Yeah. on.
Moi j'ai pas peur parce que j'ai dit tout comme ça.
Thank you.
Other than the agony of survival.
The parents are just to speak.
Bah, ça ne veut pas être dans le journal, si c'est, je sais pas. Alors là, j'ai jamais su. Ça ne va pas être dans le journal si c'est. Je sais pas. Je...
Thank you. by 1-2-3-Q.
Ah oui, c'était la période où elle me rappelle souvent. Elle voulait pas admettre qu'elle avait tort. Ah, ça va être fâché.
Stand by, preparing setup.
Et puis là, je me fais la tête. Elle veut plus parler, c'est pareil, pour qu'elle voit que moi non plus, je n'étais pas content. D'ailleurs, je mets mes papiers, genre mon passeport, carte d'identité. Ça coûte cher de faire refaire. À la limite, les objets, ça, on peut les laisser. Mais on essaye, faut quand même essayer d'emporter sous la main, sur une valise, ça peut pas aller, tout ce qui peut exploser. Parce que si ça explose, il faut que j'aille tout droit, après je tourne à droite. Après je tourne
von der Wand zu droit.
Bring noch eine Riesensagen zur Säge.
Je tourne encore. Je tourne à gauche. Après, je vais tout droit. Il y a le portail, et puis c'est là où on rentre.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a smoke after that one. Oh, where's my lighter here? Oh, here it is. I love cigarettes. Well, that's about it for right now. This is CIL. You've been listening to Strange Arrangements. I'm going to leave you with a little ditty that I concocted. It's called Duct Tape, and it's in honor of somebody you should all know and love. So, have a listen. Goodbye, and we'll see you next time. Thanks to Roger and Dan and all at Coach and Six for the opportunity to ply my wares. Bye.